Lincoln 4, UBG, radio check. Anybody out there?
KN4 UBG, W4DJW. Sounds good.
Roger. What you been up to, old man?
I'm just working on software. What I typically do, and I watched the race earlier today, though. Saw Logano pull that one out of his hat.
I've been out here rolling up coax, man, getting it out of the yard. I got so many runs of coax out here that I just ain't got nowhere to put it. Been wrapping around the old air conditioner sitting here in the window. Yeah, because it ain't going to be running until summertime, so I'm trying to roll everything up so it wouldn't look like a bird's nest back here.
Well, you didn't break anything because it sounds good.
Thing, I was just making sure I didn't have the repeater hung up. Something's going on with my ICOM 2730A on the left side of the screen. It's like it's got an automatic squelch. Other than me turning the knob, it automatically squelches itself for some reason. And sometimes it'll break that squelch. It did it in there to me earlier. As soon as I turned it on, I just looked over at the radio when I put it on crossband, and it already had the repeater locked up. And I have to turn that squelch wide open to keep it from doing that for some reason. I don't know why it's doing it.
I vaguely remember having that issue one time where it keyed the repeater up, and that stayed up for a long time until I figured out what was going on. But it's been so long ago, I don't remember what caused it to do that.
Went up about the ICOM, that 2738, to figure out what it is. I had it in the car, and I don't know if we bumped one of the buttons with something, because it was, you know, it kept beeping as we was moving the what-you-call-it around right there in the cup holder. And ever since then, that left side screen, it tenderly used to go to busy, and when it goes to busy, when I transmit out the UHF side, it keeps it keyed up for some reason, even though the radio ain't keyed up. And I have to turn that thing up to like 58, 59 to, you know, keep the squelch on it so it won't lock the repeater up.
And you're able to break through the squelch at that setting with your local station, no issue?
It squelch with the HT out here in the yard. I got one of them bowel things, UV87, I think. I got that one, and it breaks through the squelch. I got the squelch turned up. It's on the repeater side. I'm using the right side to go into the radio and coming out on the left side. So I got to read up on that book and find out what it is.
Is your input 70 centimeters and your output 2 meters when you're crossband repeating?
Yeah.
Okay, just thought that might have been it. Sometimes if you're real close and you key up on 2 meters, you'll key something up that's pretty far down the band from you. But if you're crossbanding from 70 centimeters to 2 meters, that's not the issue. I'll tell you somebody who knows ICOMs and uses crossbanding ICOM a lot, and that's WD4DYH, Johnny. If you hear him on here, you might run it by him and ask him if he's had that issue on an ICOM before. And if he has, he'll be able to tell you, you know, exactly what you need to do.
You might text him one day and ask him to see if I don't ever hear him on here. But yeah, I've been working on a few things back here, trying to clean up a few things, getting everything ready to lay this tree down. I don't know, I'm tired of playing with this tree. And I gotta get this tree down so I can get that tower up. Been waiting too long.
Well, one tree shouldn't be so bad. In the last 3 years, I think I've wiped out 25 trees out of my backyard, and sizable trees. 20 years ago, they didn't block the backyard from getting sunlight. 20 years later, they had to go. And there's still probably 100 more left out there.
I've cut down 9 trees out of my backyard here so far. And this big old oak tree, I mean, it ain't big. It's probably, I don't know, not even 2 feet at the bottom. But it's leaned right over top of my house. Got all the limbs on the over top of the house side. Ain't no limbs on the back side. So I'm trying to get to where I can fall this thing somewhere out here in the yard without tearing down my 2 meter beams I put up. I made a big mistake by putting up a almost permanent pole. It took three of us to get it up there. Me on top of the house, trying to help stand it up, getting it on top of the guide pole down here on the ground. And then I swapped out, got on the back porch, and my buddy down the road here, he got up on the roof and helped me finish pushing it the rest of the way up, while my other buddy over here helped me guide it on to the pole. But this thing is heavy, man. It's up there. I got two beams up there that look like they parallel to each other. I got that Yagi and a 13B2 up there. And I got a 6 meter beam up there. And I got a VHF antenna on top. But sooner or later, I got to drop that thing down. But I'm trying to get to where I can get everything cleaned out without having to move that pole again. So that's kind of what I'm working on.
Well, it sounds like you're making good progress, getting it the way you want it. I had one tree kind of similar to what you had, where it was the sunlight was, the trees were like around the perimeter of the house, and the sunlight was where the house was, and all the trees are like reaching toward the house to their branches. Like you said, one side didn't have any because there were trees blocking it on that, the sun on that side, but the other side that was facing the house, that's where the long branches grew out. And that one, it was about 2 feet in diameter, I guess, at the bottom. And I didn't drop that one. I paid for somebody to come out and drop that one. And when they dropped it, I was working. And it went right in front of my window that's at my back. When it hit the ground, I could feel it. It rocked the house. That thing was so heavy. It was so tall and so heavy. And I'm glad they put it there. When I went outside when it fell, and they were all looking at me. And they were saying, fell right where we wanted it to. They were happy. I was happy.
QBG. Well, Roger. Well, that's what I'm kindly hoping with this one. I mean, I got a big 5/8 steel cable up in the tree. And I got a big, I forgot what it is. It's like a 6-ton clevis going through the eye of the cable and wrapping around the other side of the cable. It's a turnbuckle thing, what it is, great big one. And, I got a 12,000 pound winch that I'm planning on trying to pull this thing over with. But I wished I'd have done it this weekend, but I just had so much stuff going on. My brother-in-law's truck's been broke down, and I've been down in Hodges down there next to Greenwood today, and trying to figure out a few things going down through there with a different antenna. I've been working in Greenwood for about a week and a half now, but I ain't been able to get in the repeater. I don't know if it's the antenna on my truck or what it is, because back about the first of summer, you know, or about, you know, about a quarter of the way up into summer, I could hit the repeater good from Greenwood, but I don't know what it is. But I'm doing an experiment. Hopefully, when I go back down that way Tuesday, hopefully I'll be able to tell if that's what it is.
Well, conditions do change. I don't know if you were down there during the holidays, but that's when we had the other repeater up there, and it's got a more sensitive receiver and a higher output transmitter. Well, the transmitter is only 5 watts, but it goes into an amplifier that bumps it up. I think it's a little bit above the one that we're talking on now. And they're talking about taking that back up there and setting it back up again in a couple of weeks to have it linked to the A2. So, and I don't know if you'll be down there in a couple of weeks, but It might do a little bit better that way, but it does change with conditions. You know, it does come up and go down. Sometimes the net, everybody on the net's really scratchy, right? And then other times, people that are typically scratchy are really clear. So VHF is affected by propagation more than I think what people typically think. W4DJW.
I've kindly figured that out by experimenting with the 1-9 machine up on Mount Mitchell. That's like last night. I didn't hardly have too good a service out of Mount Mitchell. I mean, I talked to a few guys up there, but, you know, I only had like 4 bars on it. And about 3 or 4 days ago, I had full scale. But, yeah, I mean, propagation is a big thing on VHF. I mean, everybody says it ain't, but it is. You know, and I don't know, you know, from my experience being in 11 meters, you know, playing with 11 meters and VHF, I mean, they're kind of similar, but not, you know what I'm saying? It's two totally different beasts, but, you know, if you really listen to, like, channel 28 or, like, 38 or something on AM, on 11 meters, when it comes in really good, propagation for ham radio is about the best. You know, I've kind of come to figure that out, you know, and if I can go down the road on a mobile and hear, you know, 28 or 38 come in, people around the world talking, that's when the propagation is about the best. That's even 10 meters and off.
I've heard the guys that use 6 meters will turn on a TV, and there's a channel on the TV that when 6 meters opens up, it changes the snow on the screen. I don't know if they see stations start to show up or what they see, but some people that use 6 meters a lot, they just leave a TV running on that channel all the time. And when conditions change, they can tell it, and they can go in there and hop in on it real quick. But it's like you said, the higher you go in the frequency, the less distance you get, but the more consistent it is. The lower you go, the more distance you get, but the less consistent it is. And everything else is just a variation on that somewhere in between, right? But you're getting a handle on it. I think you'll have it knocked out before long. It takes a little while. You're picking it up a lot quicker than I did, I'll tell you that.
You know, I've operated 11 meters for years and years and years and years. You know, that's, you know, even before I ever figured out about the FCC and all that, you know. And yeah, it was illegal, you know, and I think a lot of them, you know it now, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's why a lot of people gets out of it and gets into the ham radio now, because, I mean, ham radio is, to me, is a better, you know, design and lot, you know, a lot clearer, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing like 11 meters. I mean, there's some of the bands you get on that, you know, the same thing on 11 meters goes on, you know, HF. I mean, I've listened to 80 and, you know, certain parts of 80, you know, they let a few words go a few times, but, you know, that's just something you have to get used to. You know, there's a lot of people out there that ain't going to make no change, but I don't know, man. It's something. I mean, it's something to play with, something to figure out. That's the main thing. It gives me something to do. And I mean, I've been busy since I took my test and got my technician class. You know, I've been busy, you know, trying to get everything up and get everything running. I think I'm getting there with the 2 meter stuff. I just got to get, you know, all my HF stuff up and running. So when I get, you know, get the test done and all that, I'll be ready to roll. And, but other than that, I mean, I've been having pretty fun, you know, sitting back listening to a lot of people on 40, I mean, all around the world. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big change.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact, W4DJW.
W4RXI. I think that's my old friend Kevin over there, is that right?
That'd be me. What you up to?
Oh, not much, man. Newt and I just got off of 28-390. Hadn't heard you in a while, so I kind of wonder where you was at, and shoot, I found you.
You'll hear me on, if you don't hear me on 10 meters, you know, just flop over to usually I run this frequency all the time. I mean, not unless there's, you know, weather or something going on, I try to monitor both of those, but usually I hang out here. I try to keep Dave and all them, you know, pretty busy, you know, scratching their head on different questions I ask and giving them a few extra gray hair to go on there. But, I was on 28 this morning. I was hollering at y'all this morning and I didn't hear nobody. Might go back in and try it out here in a little bit. I'm actually trying to get me a 10-meter antenna put together out here. That's kind of what I'm working on now. Because that windstorm we had about 3 weeks ago tore down my Moon Record 4s, they took them slap off the pole.
Oh, no. That's no good. That is no good. But that's happened to every amateur one time or another. Wake up in the morning to a catastrophic failure, you know. But no sweat. I'm sure you can rebuild it. Anyway, I had an idea you might want to run by. You talking about you couldn't hit the repeater in Greenwood. Sometimes I've had a 5/8 wave, like an NMO, radial Larson, and then sometimes it, you know, that's a good antenna, but sometimes it just wouldn't work. You might try like a half wave or a quarter wave, you know, just try different antennas and see if it helps.
Well, everybody tells me I can get in the repeater good. I mean, everybody tells me they can hear me at times, but they tell me sometimes I get, you know, picket fence down there. But I'm trying a Larson antenna out, and I was actually sitting in my brother-in-law's yard down there today, right past Burger King on 25, down in that hole. And actually, I had the repeater pretty good. So I'm hoping to take my magnet mount and put my magnet mount on top of my truck, because I got it's like a bag phone antenna up there now. I mean, if you see what I'm talking on, you'd say, my goodness, how in the world are you getting out? You know, but that's been one of the best antennas I've had, but I'm going to experiment with this magnet mount in that Larson and see if it changes anything when I go back down through there.
K4RXI, I know in my past experiences, if I'm mobile, you know, running, you know, down the road 50, 60 mile an hour, that picket fence deal seems to become worse and worse. And that's when you got to go to like high power. Like if you're running a 60 watt radio, or if you got a 100 watt linear laying there, you know, sometimes that'll help too.
Wasn't it you told me that you had the rotor over there that time?
For things over there in Santa Claus. But since I've spoke to you, I've made a whole lot of changes. I'm going ahead. I got my last guy anchor in today, so I'm gonna start building my 100-foot Ron 25 here in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully, as soon as the weather breaks. And I traded off that little SB200 amplifier, and it got me a 200-watt 2-meter amplifier, a little brick amplifier. It got me a dedicated Astron 35 feed net, and then I'm going to go ahead and keep my tail twister 2 rotor and put my M-square beams, hopefully if all goes well, at about 110 feet.
Roger that, man. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I've been meaning to get up with you, man, and get your number from you. That way I can keep in contact, you know, when I ain't got 10 meters up in the running. But, I mean, if you got something to write my number down, if you want to write it down, I might call you up here in a little bit and talk to you that way, because they're getting ready to start the net here in a little while. I don't want to keep tying it up. And cause Dave to have more gray hair.
I definitely understand about the net, but frankly, about everything I was going to sell, Kevin, I've just done traded off. I've sold that 570D. You know, just done a lot of trading in the last couple of months. But anyway, yeah, I can take your number down, but I'm gonna be heading to bed shortly. I get up at 4:30 in the morning. But anyway, I heard you in there. I thought it'd be a nice to say hey to you. I hadn't heard you in a while, but yeah, I'll take your number.
Send me yours, and yeah, we'll keep in contact that way when I ain't on there. But my number is 864-444-5134.
Copy that. And I'm sorry about breaking up y'all's QSO there. I just thought I'd say hello to Kevin and see what happened to him. I hadn't heard him in, but then again, the Moonraker's on the ground. That would explain a whole lot of it. Anyway, Kevin, take care, and be careful out there on the four wheels, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later. 7371 on the frequency. This is K4RXI Williamston.
Man, well, you have a good one over that way, and we'll holler back at you a little later. K4RXI, KN4UBG, and back to Dave. And then I'm going to let him consider on with the net.
Okay, well, there's only about 3 minutes left till the net, so I'm going to go ahead and back out of here, too. Good to meet you, Dale. And Kevin, hope you get that worked out. Good luck with the next trip down there to Greenwood. But I think you'll do fine. No problem. Anyway, I'll catch you guys on the net if you're going to hang around for it. I will be. W4DJW. Clear and listening.
Well, you have a good one, and I'll catch you around here in a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to check in the net here in a little while. I'm still out here moving some coax around and getting all this bumblebee nest out of here, but I'll say send me three, Steve. Appreciate you coming back to me. And we'll holler at you here in a little bit, or holler at you maybe tomorrow on the route. W4DJW, KN4UBG, 73, and we'll holler at you sometime tomorrow. I'll be back Monday.
CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. I'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Sunday night, the RF stations will start with Alpha through Delta, but before we go there, we will begin with Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, this is a Whiskey November 4 Victor, a WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Mark. WN4V.
W2MJB, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. I'm in Marion, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Just listening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing our main two Echolink stations tonight. That is WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. As well as KW4TS, Jim, in currently Marion, North Carolina, normally in Pelzer. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and hopefully you're having a great night out there on the road. With that, we will now begin roll call portions with the RF stations, Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB, November 4, Delta, India, Zulu, Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Mark, and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
W2MJB.
4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. or the Dave in Inman that doubled with Dave in Greer. So Dave in Inman, if you would come back with your call sign, I'll get you in.
It's Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins. First, we have Rick, KK4DMW, there in Piedmont. And he's bringing along his wife, Lorena, and Michelle. Lorena being KK4ONO, and Michelle being KM4MOQ. Thank you for coming to the long tonight, Rick, and checking in. Also have N4DIZ, Joe, in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Joe, as well as Dave, the two Daves now, W4DJW, Darren Greer, as well as David in Inman, KO4AOW. Appreciate you coming along, both of you, and checking in tonight. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanking those who had checked in Alpha through Delta, and that's it for that group for the time being, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Whiskey 4, Fred, Cameron Maxwell. Fred in Traveler's Rest, Moy Vila. Remember 4, India, Echo India. We're negative in Traveler's Rest. Thank you, Mark.
JB. November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
MJB. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. And Mark, just check me in and out tonight. Over.
Oh. Check in W0NV. Name here is Niles. November India Lima Echo Sierra, Spartanburg, South Carolina. I have no comments, and just check me in and out. Thanks for being there and doing the net.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fred. Appreciate it. And next we have N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. Thank you for checking in tonight, Warren. And then the next two check-ins, didn't have you in my log, or didn't come up, so I'll need to verify and make sure I got your call sign and name location correct. We got WB4FEE, Whiskey Bravo 4, Frank Edward, or Echo Echo, that's Dan in Simpsonville. And then I have W0NV, Niles in Spartanburg. Can you two recheck and make sure that is correct, please?
Check. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for being the net control station. This is W0NV. Whiskey Zero, November Victor. My name is Niles, and I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I don't check in very often, but had the urge to check in tonight. So thanks for doing the net, and you can consider me negative and negative. W0NV, back to net control.
Recheck. Yeah, W2MJB, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Yeah, it was good, and just check me in and out, Mark.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Dan and Niles, for rechecking and verifying that I have you in correct. I do have you in at WB4FEE, Dan, in northern part of Simpsonville. And W0NV, Niles in Spartanburg. Thanks for coming along, Niles, and checking in. And Dan, I do have you in and out tonight. Thanks for coming along. Lastly, we have W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's. Thank you for being patient on the confirmation of your check-in, Gene, and hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. With that, are there any other check-ins? Echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Golf Tango India, KN4 GTI. John currently mobile and easily, no traffic.
This is W2MJB, net control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in KN4 GTI, John in Greenville. Thank you for checking in. And before I forget, I'll check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4 HTB. Thanks for... I'm so used to saying her phonetic call sign when I'm checking her in on my off nights. I went ahead and gave her a phonetic call sign. But anyway, she's here in the house enjoying her evening. With that, that looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel. So we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net, and say hello to the Wendy Harbin.
MJB, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
2, MJB. Mark, good to hear you calling the net. I really enjoy it. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first check-in was way down in the noise. I think I got a W4JSU, but that's all I've got on there, and I did not get a name or location. That first check-in, if you can move a little bit and retry, I would appreciate it. Next, we have KE4JRK, John, there on Paris Mountain. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And hopefully... from the meeting Saturday that you'd be likely to join us in the net call net control ranks. Also, we have KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along and checking in, James. And then we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, Darren Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Donna, KC4MFK, and wishing my wife and I well. That first check-in, if you can take a minute and try rechecking, I would appreciate it.
Check. This is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex, Columbus, North Carolina. Please check me in and out.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in Alex, W4JHU, there, and I didn't get to your town, but I did get you in North Carolina. Alex, thanks for coming along and checking in, appreciate it. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Control, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Is one in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73.
JB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, B. Kevin. Over here in Fountain Inn. And I'll be negative and negative. And I think the station that was checking in just a minute ago, you said you didn't get the location, was Columbus, North Carolina. 73 is to you and everybody on that, Mark.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WA4KC1 in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Juan. It's good to hear you on the radio. Haven't heard you for a little bit, and I appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. And I have Kevin, KN4UBG, there in Fountain Inn. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. And hopefully you get things straightened around out there in your, I think you call it a bee's nest on the radio before the net. So hopefully you'll be able to have luck in getting it all straightened out. And thank you for passing on the information on Alex W4JHU's location there in Columbus, North Carolina. Any other check-ins? I guess one last call for check-ins. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima. So we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
MJB. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, Walden Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
MJB. If you don't mind, please, sir, would you please check in out of order? Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Miss Wendy. No traffic, no comment. Good evening, all.
MJB, please check in. KC8, PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike, Fletcher in Simpsonville. Good evening to you and all on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. It was good to see you Saturday. Also, K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. And Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, W4IOE. Thanks for coming along and checking in tonight, Sid. And then lastly, we have my friend Fletcher, KC8PJM. They're here in Simpsonville. And Fletcher asked me a question today. And I think I'll probably forward that question to Dave since he'd be able to answer that as to whether Echolink stations can check in with each other via Echolink. And we'll get that question off to Dave later tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control, please check in and out. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund.
JB. Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel, Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative, negative.
MJB. And Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative, negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize the following individuals, KN4RJN, John and Inman, one of our newer net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And KI4THV, Danny in Traveler's Rest. And we also have WN4S, Chris in Greenville. Appreciate y'all coming along and checking in. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tangle, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Mark, if you will, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everybody on the net.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KM4RGX, Carol in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Carol. Appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go to the last individual group of Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha,
Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJP. Please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, Rich and Simpsonville. W1RAR. I'll be negative and negative. 73s.
W2MJP, net control to Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4VWA, Steve and Inman. And then Rich at W1RAR in Simpsonville. Thank you both for coming along and checking in tonight. Are there any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the individual group, so we'll open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One more call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. I have a question for you. I have to close the formal portion of the net, please.
MJB, net control to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Last check-in. Got Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Echo Kilo. I think I screwed that up. Can you recheck and then I'll end the formal portion and answer your question if I can.
72MJB. This is John. Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. Standing by.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Sorry, John. I think I've already got you checked in. Just didn't hear your call sign as it came through. I'll get right back with you in a second. This is W2MJB, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to do so may secure. We will now begin the React Tree portion. However, there are or to anybody that I recall wanting to react to you this evening, so we will dismiss with that and go to the question from John there, KE4JRK. Go ahead with your question.
52MJB. Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. I was trying to keep up with you tonight for practice, and I have discovered that it is like salmon swimming upstream. I just wanted to see how many check-ins you had. I had 33.
For JRK W2MJB, you are correct on the number. I have 34, but that includes my call sign in there as well, which I was previously told I need to include. However, I didn't recognize myself since I'm calling the net. Maybe that's an informality that I'm supposed to recognize myself, but I don't think so. So you are correct on 33.
I'm just going to practice a few times to see how well I can handle it. I appreciate your bearing with me on that. Thank you.
JRK. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. It's W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. According to the calendar that I have, W4DJW, Dave, will be calling the net tomorrow night, unless he has a substitute already scheduled. So please come back tomorrow night and check in with Dave or his replacement, whoever that may be. I'm sure that they would appreciate your check-ins. Just a note, we held a net control, or I shouldn't say we, Dave, and the repeater committee held a net control meeting last Saturday that went very well. Was able to see the new repeater equipment that they are planning, that they have been testing and eventually plan to install, I think. and which allowed us to do a remote net report, which is really kind of interesting and fun. So if you have the desire to be a net controller, I'm sure that Dave and all of us would appreciate your efforts in volunteering to do so. One of the main reasons I'm doing it is, one, to be more comfortable with using the radio, as well as speaking, since I'm kind of quiet and don't like to talk a lot as a normal course of my daily activities. So it would also give you the opportunity to break out of your shell a little bit. With that, W4DJW, Dave, are you ready to copy my net report?
W2MJB, W4DJW, ready to copy.
Copy my message number 02232020, W2MJB to W4DJW, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for date 02-23-2020. I have 34 check-ins and one piece of traffic. How do you copy my net report?
W2MJB is W4DJW. Copy your message number 2232020 for 23rd of February 2020. 34 check-ins and one piece of traffic. Good net, Mark. W4DJW back to W2MJB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W2MJB net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry, Dave, I just saw that there was another Echolink station, so I will reach out and grab the Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Hey, Mark, this is, if you will, please check in KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papalco Bake Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself and all of the net. No traffic in their roundtable this evening.
W2MJB, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you for coming along via Echolink station and checking in with us tonight, Stephen. It's good to hear you on the radio. W4DJW, please amend my traffic to you on the net report to 35 check-ins and one piece of traffic. How do you copy?
W2MJB, W4DJW, traffic amended to 35.
Is W2MJB now securing the portal or the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73 and good night. W4DJW, W2MJB, are you still on the air?
W4DJW is still here, writing up my report.
One of my friends who checked in tonight, Fletcher, asked me a question today about the Echolink stations, Echolink, and he asked me if two Echolink Echolinks can communicate, and I told him the only thing that I know of is if the, you know, if he's using his Echolink and he tries to access somebody else, that person needs to have a Echolink node. And I was just taking that off of the photograph like you had, where you have your radio remotely connected to the repeater. So could you give me a little hint on that and let me know if two Echolink Echolink stations can communicate if they don't have a node, just using Echolink between the two of them?
Yes, they can. And I was just going out to the echolink.org site, and they have a button called Current Logins. And if you go to that button, you see three different types of links. You'll see conferences, you'll see links, and you'll see users. So if you go to conferences, you're going to find things like repeaters and conference groups and things like that. If you go to links, you're going to find the -L on the end of the call sign. That means it's a local station. they're not hooked to a repeater or anything, but they can be out in their yard walking around, and they have a node that's logged in, and they can use their handheld to get back to their node and their node to get to you. And then there's the third one that's called users. And users are just plain old call signs. They don't have a dash R. They don't have a dash L. So if somebody has their EchoLink running and they're not logged into a repeater, they're not logged into a link station, they're just somebody who's got EchoLink up and running, you can put in their call sign or their node number, either one, and connect to them directly, and there's no repeater involved. There's no link involved. It's just a one-to-one. It's like a telephone call, basically, without going through your telephone company, right? You're going through the internet instead of going through the telephone company. But it will work, and you use call signs and node numbers. You can look up your node number. You've got a node number, right? I've got a node number. W4MYK has a node. Everybody has a node number. So you can look up anybody who has a EchoLink, the ability to run EchoLink, right? They got their certificate and all that stuff, and they're able to use it. You can look up their node numbers. You can see if they're online or not online, or if they're online and they're busy talking to someone else, you'll see that as well. Does that answer the question, Mark?
Mark, I've got EchoLink up right now on my laptop, and it shows the locations with it cascading down, and I'm just looking at, like, Area 7, and I see the stations with an L, stations with an R, and then I see some stations without a dash L or dash R, and it's blue highlighted. What is the blue highlight signifying? Is that they are on, actively on EchoLink?
I'm not seeing any highlighted blue. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's just my browser. I'm thinking that's probably what it is. But I did find your node number. Your node number, I can, and I was going to bring up EchoLink and just connect to you. Let me plug your node number in here. 86. And there you are. And I am connecting to you right now. So you should be seeing a ping from me coming through for EchoLink.
Where would I see the ping? Would it just come up on, pop up on the screen? Because I'm looking at the stations list. I'm not as familiar with the actual PC application-based application versus the one I generally observe on my iPad.
Okay, it could be because sometimes my cell phone switches to a different Wi-Fi. Let me get back on the Wi-Fi that can get out. See, I've got two different internet service providers, and one of them, Charter, is being used for the EchoLink node for the club, and I have to use AT&T for my EchoLink. And I just switched over, and it's logging me back in, and it's finding you now. It's attempting to connect via a different internet service provider. Sorry about that. I was distracted. What was the question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, since I'm looking at, like, Area 7 on the list locations, the United States, Area 7, I see, like, an 87 BP that is blue in Edmonds, Washington. And some of the others looks like the ones that have individual without the dash L dash R. Oh no, there's a dash R that's highlighted in blue. So I'm just curious if those in blue are the ones that are active and on, turned on.
That is possible, but I don't use that interface that you're using. I haven't used it in years, so I'm not exactly sure what the different colors mean. Maybe it means that that you're online, and if you click on it, that it will take you to it. There's a possibility that it means that. It could mean something different, but I know that interface you're talking about, and that's back in the day when we used Windows for EchoLink. I would run that all of the time in sysop mode. But since we're running a Raspberry Pi, we don't use that anymore because we're on Linux, and That doesn't exist for Linux. Instead, we're running a server, an SVX server. So see if it's clickable and if you can click on it, if it's blue.
Double-clicked on the one in Edmond, Washington, which is blue. It says connecting to 87 BP, but that's all it says, so I'm not sure. Well, anyway, I'll keep messing and playing and let him know that it is possible to access somebody else that's on Echolink. You just need to contact their node, and it should work just fine.